Now, more Ebling and You on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. It is time for our weekly segment, Get a Job. I'm very happy to be joined by Ken Glickman, Principal Consultant, Gilbert Tweed & Associates. Hello, Ken. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today, Jack?
Well, just fine. How many people have wanted to say, take this job and shove it?
Too many. And many have, and it's really interesting what you're talking about. If I can tell our listeners here,
yes.
We both have been reading an article about the Steven Slater, the JetBlue attendant, who pretty much said that, and he took a couple of beers and he said goodbye, and he
gave new meaning to the words exit interview.
That's it.
Yeah, he is not the only one who was unhappy in the job. And how often does it get to the boiling point, the point of total frustration where people either walk out, say something they would regret later, in some cases, I guess, even commit suicide?
Well, there's a couple issues here, Jack. One is the stress and anxiety of people who are employed and... Then there is the issue of people who get let go, and that's the breaking point for them. Now, many years ago, I would say 25 years ago, there was an employee at Bennigan's, the one that was on the corner of Okemos Road and Grand River.
Yes.
And he was fired, and he came back later and shot the manager. I don't know if you remember that.
Don't remember that.
And also there was a private plane that went down, and it was an employee who was on that plane, and he shot his boss, who had just fired him, and the entire plane went down. So, and of course, there was an expression for years of going postal.
Right.
Postal workers, the anxiety and stress that they go through. So I think we really have to, during these times of high anxiety when it comes to the economy, when it comes to security, when it comes to what is happening to your life savings and your retirement, I think that we are all in a very fragile environment. And I think employers have to be sensitive to that and aware of that. And I think we have to be aware of our fellow workers during that time.
I think just about everybody has a moment or many moments where they've wanted to do what Steven Slater did. They wanted to pick up an intercom and embarrass the boss or do something that probably regret later on. We've all seen the movie Network at some point, and you remember Howard Beale, portrayed by Peter Finch, and he told people, "I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore." Remember when he screamed out the window?
Sticks his head out the window and yells those words, which have become iconic words, and people have really remembered that. And he wasn't really talking about his job, but he was talking about things in general.
Yes.
There have been I've wanted to put together sort of a series of things from clips from movies of people getting fired and people getting hired, because this always shows us what is happening. Of course, the movie that came out last year with George Clooney, Up in the Air, where he is a corporate, he fires people. And
yeah.
And he goes around the country firing people, and the people who are being interviewed and who he's firing, these are real folks. A lot of this happened in Detroit.
Right.
It was depressing in a way, but it also was reality. I mean, I might say also that in my career, for 10 years I did executive outplacement, which is working with people who've been fired and laid off from their jobs. Mm-hmm. It affects men more than it affects women.
Mm-hmm.
Men, their entire identity is often wound up in their career and in their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And so often
their
they
self-worth.
Get let go.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. It's who they are. And oftentimes they get let go. They have no reason. They have no idea why that happened.
Hmm.
And that's the worst thing. But, you know, it's interesting how this Steve Slater incident with JetBlue just reverberated over the entire country.
How should people handle a situation like that, Ken? Obviously, you shouldn't pick up an intercom. You shouldn't go back and shoot your boss. But what is the appropriate way to handle that when you are mad as hell and don't going to take it anymore?
Well, you know, there are venues now that people can go to that will help them. There are employee resource programs at your work that you should really talk to these folks. You should even talk to a psychologist or a social worker or a job coach who specializes in job issues. You should talk to your fellow workers. Now, that sometimes isn't so good because people get together and they really sort of rev each other up.
Right.
And it's it's a whining time where they all do that. But I'm a great believer in discussing these things with your spouse as well. Often men do not want to do that. And they really should. And they should go home and they should talk to their wife and talk to their spouse. And also think about alternatives. Okay, so what do I do at this point? Well, maybe I can start to think about my career, start to think about next steps. And sometimes when I counsel people, we talk about the issue of, you know what, I'm going to do more with my church. Hmm. I'm going to volunteer more for nonprofits. I'm going to help kids. I'm going to coach a little league team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do more stuff outside of work that gives me reward and gives me benefit. And also, it's a safety valve.
Whatever provides self-worth, I guess, is the key here. Ken, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate this. We'll talk more about this topic, I'm sure. And we'll be back next week. We'll be back at our usual time. Appreciate you joining us. And, of course,
been a pleasure, Jack.
Look forward to seeing you Thursday afternoon as well.
Talk to you then.
Ken Glickman, Gilbert Tweed Associates. And he's just back from Stratford, Ontario. He was here seeing shows for a couple days. We'll hear all about that and more on Thursday. We'll be back with Dr. Jerry Kinnerk coming up next on Ebling & You.